it's fantastic for the lads. You know, as I said, many times over the course of the year, these boys are written off the start of the year and told that they would do very well to come out of Ballybuffet, never mind be sitting in the biggest game of the year in the middle of September, you know.
What has brought you this far? You know, because it is a young team and no one, to be fair, really gave you the chance.
Look, listen, perfectly honest, I suppose they have gelled great as a group. They've really come together very, very well. They get on well. There are no prima donnas. There are no egos. There are no lads who are difficult to deal with. And they all get on very well. You know, from the east of the county to the west of the county, from the north to the south, they are a very, very tight wee group. I think if you're around the night spots and Omar Cookstown after these matches, you could see that. You know, joking aside, they have come together very well, and that has given us a great work ethic and a great team ethic going forward. And I suppose, you know, it would be remiss of me not to mention the quality people that are working with them every night. You know, we have very, very highly qualified medical people, and you know, our coaching's top notch, and all the help we get from county board level and through the support staff is second to none, you know.
And through the campaign, there's been very few injuries, if any, and that must be a massive boost for you. And that's to do with the backroom work that's been done.
Oh, it is, surely. You know, it's something that was analysed 2 years ago. In 2011, we had, you know, a disappointing enough run on the championship. We're beating Ulster the semi-final by Cavan, but we specifically remember 13 lads getting treated the day of the match. You know, so something was wrong. Something was wrong in the way we were doing things. So I suppose since that, you know, Marty Lahan has done, you know, endless amounts of work analysing it, and, you know, he's a lot better qualified than I am to comment on it. But, you know, I suppose he's looked at soft tissue injuries and how they occur and reasons why, and overload and all the rest. And I suppose we've been very fortunate over the last two campaigns, really, to have passed relatively injury-free.
Through the whole campaign, Mickey's have shown great character.
I suppose, again, I keep seem to be harping over the same point. After Ulster final, they took a wee bit of stick. But, you know, we didn't think any less than as a group. They didn't think any less of each other as a group. They just mucked in and they got their head down. And as you say, maybe they've grown to Croke Park a wee bit. You know, having played in it twice, it's no preparation for an All Ireland final. You can't replicate what happens on All Ireland final day. They talk about practicing penalty kicks for World Cups, and of course, you can't replicate things like that. But I think having played in the headquarters twice, we've togged out under the Hogan, we've togged out under the Cusack. Nothing's new now, you know. Now obviously, there will be trappings that go with an All Ireland final day, but having said that, we're a wee bit in a better place to deal with it now than we would have been coming in cold, you know.
Pressures, excitement, it'll be some occasion for you all.
You know, as I say, we played before the Dublin Kerry match. The tail end of that game is maybe 60,000 people. And listen, there'll be pressure on the referee. There's pressure on our players. There's pressure on all of us. All I can say for all parties, referees, players, management, everybody will go out to do their best. I've no doubt about that. And I suppose, hopefully, our best good enough.